Om Shanti. Good morning. To have a very smooth life, a life without any difficulties, a life that's very easy, comfortable in terms of your inner being. It's not the comforts in terms of the physical facilities, but in terms of how I feel within my being is very, very important. Whatever the life we are leading, whatever the profession we are we are doing, and the family we are living with, people around me, it's very important to have that a very comfortable feeling inside, yes or no? I may have millions, I may not have millions. I may have 4 cars, I might not have any car. I may have high status, I may not have high status. I may be very beautiful, I may not be. People appreciate me, people may not appreciate me. They're all one side. Actually, these things have nothing to do with how I feel inside. The feeling within depends on the base I create to live. How many of you feel some shoes very comfortable, some shoes not comfortable? Yeah? Shoe is shoe. Sometimes the most expensive shoe may not be comfortable. Have you had that experience? It's very expensive. But then it's not comfortable. It's not when I'm walking with them. Those expensive shoes not making me comfortable. So comfort is not in expensive shoes. Comfort is not how much money you paid for a thing. Comfort is how that thing is making you feel, how that is holding you. Even in human life, it's not what's around me. People are around me, you know, things are around me, one snap and things happen for me. They're all at one side. But how I feel inside my being, very comfortable, is what holds me. What holds me inside. Make sense? The shoe holds my feet and that makes me comfortable. I can walk fast, it makes me feel, you know. There are many shoes that makes us feel. What holds me inside? If I call that as a base, if I call that, you know, the truth is something, a very powerful tool, especially for those who are on the path of spirituality. Truth is a very, very, very powerful thing. I remember Dadi because I did not see Baba. I came in Gyan in 70s. I only saw Didi Manmohini and Dadis, all Dadis. And they were all the time emphasizing on few aspects. Every time, right from my, you know, childhood, I've been listening to these, and that's how I grew up. The truth is not something what I speak only. I speak the truth. Many a times, the truth hurts others. It's truth, but it's hurting. Truth is not something only what I speak, the real thing is I always speak truth, always speak truth. That's very limited understanding about the truth. Now, in the first place, how do you define truth? What's truth for you? When Shiva Baba entered in Brahma, and the first words, the first few words, lines he spoke was, Nijananda Swarupam Shivoham Shivoham. I am the truth. I am the embodiment of truth. I am the embodiment of bliss. Yeah? That's what he spoke. I'm the light. I'm the embodiment of light. So these were the couple of lines Shiv Baba spoke through Brahma. Sorry. Now, how do you define truth? What's truth for you? Anybody? Sorry? It doesn't change the time. Yeah? What's truth for you? How do you define truth? Sorry? It's based on the fact, right? And? Honest. And? Imperishable. And? Not? It doesn't mean need proof. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, truth need proof. You go to the court, any amount of truth you speak, they said, do you have any evidence? How do I believe that you speak truth? So you have to produce the proof, the evidence for the truth nowadays. Yeah, anyway. Okay. And? Actually, it doesn't need proof. Yeah. Sorry? It's beyond time and space, right? And? Sorry? It's revealed by itself. Okay. It's eternal. Come again? It needs no foundation. All right? Its foundation is itself. Anything else, please? What's truth for you? In a simple way, you know, what I have understood from how Dadis, Didis have been explaining it and how Baba in Murlis many times have explained. Number one, in this world, we have two levels of truth. One is partial truth. One is complete truth. Right? Now, what is partial truth? Partial truth is something. Say, for example, this body. This body is true or false? True or false? But it is partial truth because this body is existing. It's now, it's there now. I'm 60 years old, yeah? Now, 61 years ago, this body wasn't there. Say I will live 400 years, I don't know. Let's assume. Or 80 years. So after 80, 90, 100 years, this body will not be there. Even if a person going to live for 200 years, one day this body will go. So this will not be there, this wasn't there. This is there. So it is partial truth. So complete truth is something that was there, that is there, that's going to be there all the time. And so Baba says, there are three things that are ultimate truth. Means in terms of, you know, the universe. Baba says, soul, supreme soul, and the nature. These three things always exist. In terms of soul and nature, there is, it constantly changes in terms of its qualities, the level, the degrees changes, the quality changes. Soul was sattva pradhan, then it came to sattva, then rajo, then tamo pradhan. Yeah? And because soul's degree reduces, the nature degree reduces. Why? Now, well, the soul is in this body. Soul performs its actions through the body. Yeah? This body is called as nature. Nature? This body is nature? This is made up of five elements. So, I, the soul, in this body, was in sattva pradhan stage, means my actions, the degrees of the soul, the purity, the truth was complete. And then as my degrees take birth and death and birth and death, so this nature, this body becomes impure because soul becomes impure. Because this body becomes impure, this nature becomes impure. So body and the soul, it means the nature and the soul becomes, it changes, it's subject to change, constant change. And this change is within the time. Now why change? The soul and the supreme soul constantly changes because it's within the time, it's within the time and space. But soul, the supreme soul, is beyond the time and space. Although the soul is also beyond the space and time, but it is bound with the, you know, body. It's tied up with the body. It has to work through the body. It has a instrument that it has to carry all the time. And because the soul has the body, it has to come to this bodily world of five elements. And so there is a constant change. What that's called as drama. Soul and the nature, five elements as drama. Yeah? Now, when we talk about, now why the soul in this body, in this bodily world, on this drama stage, is not enjoying the drama, not enjoying the play, not enjoying every part of the drama, not enjoying its role. How many of you are very happy with your role? So sad. We are putting our hand up because we know knowledge. The hand is up or based on knowledge. It's not based on the inner, you know, inner feeling. Yeah, I am the best in the world and I am top of the world and I'm very, very happy. We are not happy. Why? The reason for soul not to enjoy this drama, this nature, this beautiful life, is because the soul was held by the basic thing. You know, my shoe was very, very comfortable, very soft. That was purity. So the basis for truth is purity. Purity is not what I speak, just the blunt fact that always causes sorrow sometimes to others. If the truth has no purity, it's not truth. Now, Dadi is always used to speak about two things, Sachai Safai. Sachai Safai. What is Sachai? What is Safai? Cleanliness and truth and honesty and clarity. More clean, more more clean I am in my thinking, more clarity in my intellect. If my thinking is not pure clean, then my intellect will be clouded. I don't know to do this. I don't know whether this is right. I don't know what to do. I get confused. I go to others seeking advices. I want others' appreciation. I'll be very happy if you say, how is this shawl? This is my new shawl. How is it? You say, oh my God, very good. I'm so happy. Oh my God, I did a great job. You know, my choice wasn't bad. It's good I paid $200 to get this. It's worth doing it because see, she liked it. So I'm not appreciating because I bought it. I more appreciate, my appreciation is much when you say, oh yeah, this is very nice. Yes or no? Why is that? You are a human being, I'm a human being. Why? It gives me the confidence when you appreciate it. And it gives you confidence when I appreciate you. When I appreciate myself, maybe when I say, oh yeah, this is very good, you blindly would do it because you believe in me. I blindly do when you say something because I believe in you. Why do I not believe in myself? When you and you and you and you believe in every decision I give, why I cannot trust my decisions when it comes to my own things? Why do I want to? So it means there is something on the intellect, sort of a layer or a cloud, that is not allowing me to appreciate myself. And that means no clarity. I can't see. Buddhi, intellect means vision. A vision of self. It is on the basis of the vision I create my self-respect. If my intellect is not clear about my own image, my own picture, vision of my own self, vision of who God is, vision of my relationship with Him, vision of the vision I hold about golden age, I can't trust. The trust, the faith, the love, the respect. Now what is truth when there is no respect? What is truth when there is no love? What is truth when there is no sweetness? That is not truth. Just blunt fact is not truth. Truth has love. Truth has mannerism, which means respect. Truth has sweetness. Truth knows where, when, how, and how much to put. That's truth. Like you are going in somebody had a death in their family, and they give you a message. Can you please tell my uncle's place? You're going that way. Can you go to my uncle's place and tell my uncle that my grandmother has left the body? Now you say, okay, definitely I would go. And then when you go there is a ceremony going on, a marriage ceremony, birthday ceremony, I don't know, whatever ceremony. You go there and with that feeling, oh, you know, your grandmother died. They are enjoying, they're happy, and then cutting the cake, lighting the candles, dancing, and you go there and you shout and say, oh my, oh, you shout or whatever, with that emotion. You make a big announcement, your grandmother died today. Is it the right thing? That's fact. That's a fact. But then there is a way to tell. There is a method to tell. How much to tell, how to tell. These are all the parts of the truth. Second, there are many truths in life that we don't accept it. As long as we don't accept the truth in life, it doesn't make the life easy and happy under all circumstances. For simple example, very simple. How many of you in your family very happy when child arrives? In Lokik family, in Lokik, if a child comes, you come to know that the child is going to arrive in a couple of months or whatever, you start preparing. How many of you do that? Yeah. You're all very happy, isn't it? Very happy, not happy? Sometimes people long to listen to that so-called as good news, you know, arrival of a child, new member in the family. How many of you are happy? Again, most of all of us are happy. Is that truth or not truth? Birth is truth, and we prepare for the child's arrival. Yeah? Yes. Now, when this is truth, death is also truth. Yes or no? How many of us are happy and prepare for that? See? Isn't that so strange? When we are happy with one thing, one end of the life, we should also be happy with the other end, because this is truth and this is also truth. When I'm happy with one truth, when I prepare for one truth, when I long for one truth, why am I sad for the other truth? This is inevitable. This is also... It is attachment number one. Second, I'm able to accept the birth. But I'm not able to accept the separation. And this is because lack of the right understanding and the consciousness and the practice of the truth that the soul, I am a soul, I am a soul, I am eternal being, I don't die. I don't die. None of us die. There's no death. There's no death for me. Me means the soul. This is the truth. I don't die. You don't die. None of us die. There's no death. Soul doesn't die. So the primary fundamental understanding to make my life very smooth and comfortable, very happy under all circumstances, is to accept the truth and to practice the truth. Just truth is not to know the truth, not to understand the truth, but to accept it. Even after being a Brahman, we are not able to accept many things. We always have a question. As long as there is a question, as long as there is a question, I can't have yoga. I can't merge the experience of merging in God's love. That merging is not possible. Because it is this question, it is this doubt rather, brings me away from that experience of merging in God's love, merging in that ocean. Because the doubt takes me out. The question takes me out of the ocean. Then I start sitting on the bank of the ocean. I admire it, but I don't experience. I see you eating, but I can't eat. Because I doubt. I want to eat what you're eating, but I have a question. I have a doubt. Can I? How can I eat? How? Why? When? Many questions. Because this is also written in the Laukik Gita. You know, Baba talks about Gita. Yesterday also Baba was talking about Gita. God says, Arjuna, you can't connect your mind, Manmanabhav, you can't connect your mind to me unless all the questions have solved. That your mind is free from any questions. Till then, you can't experience peace. The truth, the result of the fruit of truth is peace. A sense of relaxation. There's no question. I said as it is. And this is also the truth, Baba says. There's no mixed charity. However you are, whatever you are, you belong to me. And whatever I am, whoever I am, I belong to you. Baba accepted us as we are. And we also have to accept Baba as he is, who he is. It means to accept God as he is without any mixing. Mixing from what I heard from my testaments, what I read from this book, what somebody said to me, what my parents taught, my school taught, as he is. Putting all of them, what I heard, aside, and to see him as he is. And then, the real relationship begins. The true love, appreciating God, appreciating self begins. Now why many of us also can't appreciate self? How many of us really, really appreciating self? I love myself very much. How many of us do that? Very less, isn't it? All the time? You love yourself all the time? What if somebody say you're good for nothing? See, you always do this mistake. You better don't get into this. I give this job to somebody else. You're very responsible. You like yourself? It's because I don't see myself as I am, as God see me. God trust me. God appreciated me. God loves me so much. No human being loved me as much as he does. No human being, not our parents, not our partners, not our children. This is the truth. This is the truth. Nobody except God can love us. Nobody. Because he see me as I am, without any mixture. Yesterday you did this sin, last birth you did a big blunder. You're a vicious soul, you have attachment, you have anger, you're a greedy person. Baba doesn't put all this, doesn't mix and see us in that way. Baba look at us as I am, as I am. These are all the external influences, layers that came later on, isn't it? It's not my original thing. Anger is not my original thing. Greed is not my original, jealousy is not my original thing. So Baba see me as I am in my original state of mind, original state of being. So when God appreciates me, and why, what it means that God chose us from millions, among millions God chose me and you, means what? When he was choosing, what is that he saw in me and you? Take a deep breath, sit, relax. Sit, relax. Don't sleep. Yeah. You can close your eyes if you promise me not to sleep. Yeah. Okay. Now just picture yourself without any tags. Don't worry what somebody think about me, how somebody look at me. Nothing. Put them all aside. How you see yourself also, put them all aside. Just for a moment, see yourself as God saw me. When God saw millions of souls on the earth, His vision was stuck on me. What attracted Him? What pulled Him? There are many souls in the world who are very wealthy, very healthy, very beautiful, very educated, better than I am. Why did God stop on me? What did He see in me? The nicest thing, that divine thing, that's the ultimate truth, that nobody else has it, just me. And that one thing is so valuable and worthy for creating a new world. And so God loves me very much. Deep breath. Open your eyes. Those who are sleeping, wake up. Yes? Yeah? No attaching tags. No tags. I have to see myself without any tags. That's my real, original, true being. Then change. When I started my journey in the beginning, that's my true self. And that's what God all the time see me in that form. He doesn't see me as an angry person, He doesn't see me as a jealous person. Well, these are all just infections, you know. When you travel a long way from one climate to another climate, from one weather to another weather, you catch cold, you catch cough, you catch fever, you catch, you know, headache, and sometimes you might slip and fall down because you're used to walk on the plain floor, and then now there is some up and down, then you might slip and fall. These are all external things. But what I am internally, my true being, that's truth. When I'm able to see myself in that state of being, I respect myself. I appreciate myself. In that state of being, there is no comparison. Comparison is the first sign of body consciousness, untruth. Body consciousness is untruth, soul consciousness is truth, right? Because soul is truth, body is partial truth. And as long as I stay in that consciousness of truth, I appreciate myself, I love myself. And in that state of truth, in that state of appreciation, in my original state of consciousness, there is no comparison. This is truth. And as soon as I start comparing this person with this person, then there is uncomfortable begins inside. I'll not feel comfortable. Even if I think I am better than you, it's not going to give me comfortable feeling. You can check. It's very, very temporary feeling. Because comparison itself is an uncomfortable shoe. It's very expensive though. I am better than you. It's a very expensive shoe. But all expensive shoes will not make you comfortable. And so, Baba says, to see myself, see my true being, my original being, the way, the door to go there, to reach there is honesty with self. You see? Many times we cheat ourselves. Yes or no? You can check. For the past 1 month, or maybe that's too long, maybe. For the past 1 week, what is today? Thursday, yeah? From last Thursday to this Thursday, how many times did I cheat myself? Cheat myself? Oh, well, you know, cheating myself is also different ways. I try to convince myself, that's okay, no problem. It's okay to be angry, it's okay to be this, it's okay to be lazy. It's okay, that's fine. That's okay. It's okay to be bad also sometimes. Well, I'm much better than she is. She's so senior in Gyan, and she's so many years in Gyan, and this man is the in charge of this and this. When he can do, if I do, no problem. No problem, no? I'm after all 2 years in Gyan. She's 20 years in Gyan. She's my in charge. If he can do, what's wrong in me doing? In fact, I'm much better than that person. I never shout, but he does. Like shouting is bad, comparing is also bad. Baba always say, if somebody is, you know, speak untruth, lie, I get angry. You lie to me, angry is bad, lying is also bad. Both are wise. Both are blunders. Both are sins. I don't have to be happy that you spoke untruth. You lied to me, and so I'm angry. So I don't have to justify that my anger is right. Anger is second biggest vice. Yes? Kameshu, krodeshu. Lust is the biggest enemy. Anger is the second biggest enemy. See? And so Baba says, it is very important that I am honest to myself. Many times I don't speak to myself the truth. I convince my inner being. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So, the honest with self is the way to get into that inner being so that I appreciate myself, I respect myself. I can't respect myself if I'm not honest with self. I can't love myself if I'm not honest with myself. I can't respect and love myself if my thinking is not clean. I can't respect and love myself if my intellect has no clarity. And so, to see myself as I am, that is the beginning of meditation. This is the first step of Raja Yoga, to see myself as I am, without any tags, without any mixturities. This is the basis of meditation. Meethe bacche, sweet children, see yourself as you are. Have that faith that you are as you are. Stabilize yourself in the consciousness of the soul as you are. No mixturity. This is my nature, my sanskara, all of them are tags. I don't like this, I like that. I'm not good at that, I'm very good. All of them are tags. The impression that you have created for yourself, the impression others create on you, based on others' impression, others' opinion, you create your opinion for yourself, they are all tags, untruth. Because people see me from one angle. I see myself one angle. But God see me. He multifaceted, you know. He look at me in 360 degrees. Yes or no? And so He appreciated. Why only 50 sitting here? What is the population of the world? God did not get better people. God couldn't find better people. No, He can't find better than us. We are the best. If He would have found somebody better, then they would be sitting here. So who is the best? Who is best? I'm the best. Baba is the best? Is there anybody better than Baba? Anybody? So when we have no choice except Baba, the best is Baba, Baba also have no choice except us. We are the best for Him. He can't find better people than us. So we should be very, very proud about self. Yes? At least now I think you can come out of your sleep. And so this in itself is a very, you know, very big self-respect. God loves me. He can't find better person than I am. Because I have something, the best. You see? Invaluable diamond. That's what I am. That's what God found. Nobody can value me. People, those who don't appreciate me, that's their fate. Because they don't know to value a diamond. And so they don't appreciate me, that's fine. Not everybody can appreciate, value a diamond. If I have $10 in my pocket, can I go into a diamond shop? I can't even do window shopping. First people will look at you. I can't even ask the worth of the diamond because I only have $10. So I'm invaluable, most precious. That's what I am. This is the truth. And these truths, accepting these truths, these truths can make my life very happy comfortable, smooth. Not knowing, accepting. Not just knowing all that I spoke so far, we know. But the thing is, how much I appreciate and accept it. I apply, I make it belong to me. I own them. Then I enjoy my life. Om Shanti. Any questions? Anything you want to ask? Anybody? Yes, please. In English, yes. In terms of language, because that's how we can understand. Language is a way to understand. But there is no other word in English than better or best or. Is there anything else? Better than better? That's language, is limited, isn't it? Feeling is, nobody can really put feelings in words. Words are very, very limited, actually speaking. There are many feelings that I can't express in words because there are no words for that. The feeling that I'm feeling right now or whenever in the journey. So Baba says, I understand your feelings. Many times we write letter to Baba, that's so limited because I can't put my feelings in words. I can't find words. But then so Baba says, Baba doesn't see the words you write on the letter, but as soon as you feel, it goes to Baba. It reaches Baba. Baba reads hearts. He doesn't read a letter. Yeah? But that doesn't mean we shouldn't write a letter. We should still write a letter. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Manju, for being... for enlightening us and sharing your wisdom and for being ever ready. Very, very much appreciated. Just two announcements. This evening we have a gift ceremony at 6:30. 6:15 to 6:30 there is meditation for 15 minutes. And 6:30 onwards there will be gift ceremony till 7. Then 7 to 7:30 is meditation. And also that we will continue our Silence Avyakt Day, which is today, for preparing our Bap Dada's meet tomorrow. So we will have music in the for lunch and candlelight dinner at night. So just maintain your silence and be on stage so that can take full benefit for tomorrow. Thank you. Om Shanti. Once again, Manjuban, thank you.
So just focus all your thoughts in the center of the forehead. And let go of all the labels. All that I've heard about myself, I believe about myself, based on people's opinion. The tags. And I see myself as the purest diamond, flawless, so pure, so clean. This is my real face. My true face. When my true face is so clean, pure, absolute, flawless, my inner being is so peaceful, so relaxed, there is nothing much to think. No questions. I am the being of that light. Light means the truth. Light means purity. I am that. So precious, loved by God. He trusts me. He loves me.